Elizabeth Gilbert knows the last American man, and commentator Baxter Black knows a cowboy when he sees one.
He was looking for work. I was building corrals, stretching wire, laying rock, and clearing brush. I asked him what he could do. He said, "I'm a cowboy." Well, for 6 months, Frank built corrals, stretched wire, laid rock, and cleared brush. He worked hard and he stayed on. It was skilled labor, but it was hard on the back and hands. Well, this spring I went to Gerald's Brandon and I asked him if I could bring along an extra hand. "Ah, the more the merrier," he said. "Can he ride?" "Well," I said, "he told me he was a cowboy." We got to the ranch and Gerald got him a horse. Frank had brought an old rope, but no shafts or spurs. We rode out together the bunch. Gerald asked me if I'd rope the calves and drag them to the fire when we started Brandon. Flattered, I said, "You bet." By mid-morning, we'd gathered our 100 or so cows with their calves into a tight trap. On Gerald's orders, we were trying to sort out a big, high-horned, half-bramer barren cow. 4 times we got her to the gate, and 4 times she broke back. Well, Gerald was determined, and he is a good cowboy. He roped her and started dragging her towards the gate. Well, she went down on all fours, wouldn't budge, stuck like a D8 cat in a cranberry bog. "Get another rope on her," Gerald hollered. Well, while I was fumbling around trying to unleash my rope, I saw a beautiful flat loop sail over my horse's nose from left to right and settle around that cow's butt. Frank's rope came tight. One hard pull and she was on her feet and the two of them drug her out the gate. Well, the dynamics of our little group changed perceptively. 30 minutes later, we had him up to the Brandon corral, all but one, a 200-pound black bully calf, wild as a deer. Well, it took us several tries to get him back up to the fence, but he couldn't find the gate. Gerald eased up to within 10 feet of him, threw an easy loop, and missed. The calf spun like an Olympic swimmer and shot between us. I heard a whiz and a whoosh. Frank had thrown his rope from a sideways position on his horse, fired it like a harpoon, and caught that calf going straight away on a dead run at 20 feet. Gerald looked at me. "I believe I'll ask Frank if he'll rope those calves and drag them to the fire." "Well, it'd be the right thing," I said, with a newfound respect we both felt. Frank, whose real name is Francisco, is still building fence and setting posts for me. There's lots of Franks and Franciscos and Bobbies and Jose's and Eddie's and Rogers out there selling feed and teaching school, driving trucks and picking strawberries, drawing a paycheck. That's what they do. But that's not what they are. If you ask them, they'll look you straight in the eye and tell you, "Soy un vaquero. I'm a cowboy."
The comments of cowboy poet, philosopher, and former large animal veterinarian, Baxter Black.